10 minutes to 1 on the country hour, and with the amount of money being spent on exploration for petroleum and minerals plummeting in the last few years, there's concern about the long-term outlook for the sector throughout Australia, including Tasmania. We'll talk to a Tasmanian involved in mining exploration shortly and see how things are going at the moment. But given the amount of time it takes to go from drilling to production, there's been a renewed call for governments to look at policies around tax and approvals. Babs McHugh with a story.
Commodity export earnings will increase by 30% this year. That's because a number of operations, particularly gas, have entered the production phase, and there's been an unexpected rise in the price of coal and iron ore. But exploration for new projects has fallen back substantially. Nick Tarrant is an analyst with industry advisors, Ibis World.
Yeah, oil and gas exploration, so that fell by 20% in 2015 and another 50% in 2016 due to falling oil prices, which reduced the incentive for firms to explore for new resources.
Are we going to see perhaps a turnaround with that stronger oil price?
Over the next 5 years, we're expecting exploration on oil and gas to remain relatively flat. Restrictions on oil and gas exploration onshore in New South Wales and Victoria, as well as concerns over the future price of oil are likely to restrict capital investment, not only in oil and gas, but across the whole mining division.
What if we look at minerals, and there has been a rise in the price of coal and iron ore? Does that not stimulate further exploration?
In particular, say like BHP, Billiton, and Mitsubishi at their alliance in Queensland, a lot of the other major producers of coal, of iron ore, they're more just ramping up production rather than putting more capital into exploration because of the uncertainty that surrounds the prices, whether this short-term spike is going to last. And I think a lot of resource companies are particularly wary about over-investing in capital, particularly after the mining boom where the capital expenditure has fallen quite a lot since 2013, and we're not expecting it to increase in light of the short-term spike in prices. So exploration is linked to commodity prices and also capital expenditure, so the major mining companies fund their exploration out of their capital expenditure budget. So when prices fall, or if there's any uncertainty into whether they're going to rise in the future, then that's normally the first expenditure to go.
We're talking about exploration, which is part of the pipeline to new projects. Is this a concern, not just for industry, but for Australia, that there's this much lower spend on exploration?
Definitely the concern would be in the long term, so not necessarily the next 5 years, but considering the long lead time it takes from when you start exploring for new resources, to when they're proven and when they're economically viable to extract. In the long term, say over the next 10 years, if exploration remains continuously weak, that could have concerns over the long-term supply.
Do we know how long it takes from finding something to having an operation in operation?
It takes around a decade because of all the intensive research and environmental assessments that have to be undertaken, and then the long field work that needs to be taken to actually reach a point where you can produce and get it to market.
Is the length of time to get those projects up and running that has the Mines and Metals Association worried? It says when the mining boom was on, many countries rushed to bring operations in line and fill demand. And this policy advisor, Tristan Mandela, says long lead times are robbing Australia of its competitive advantage of having high-quality mineral assets.
Well, at the moment in Australia, it takes up to 2 years to produce and 8 months to assess environmental approvals. Now, that's an extremely long time. So if I can put that into comparative terms for you, a few years ago, China was building the equivalent of 3 Sydneys and 10 Brisbanes every year. Now, if it's taking us up to 18 months just to assess environmental approvals, that's way too long.
How does Australia line up next to overseas developed countries like the US when the US is offering, or Donald Trump has said that he will offer a 15% tax rate? Could that potentially poach projects? Do you think there's a sit, wait and see on behalf of companies?
Well, the Australian resource sector operates in a fiercely internationally competitive market, and countries that offer more competitive tax arrangements are certainly going to be viewed more favourably than those in Australia. Right now, the Australian tax rates for company tax at the 30% and even higher when you impose all the additional royalties and so forth, it does make Australia a much less attractive place to invest. And that is the reason why It is vital that Australia has a competitive international tax rate. A tax rate no more than 25% should be pursued for all companies inside of Australia.
Our policy advisor Tristan Mandola ending that report from Babs McHugh. Well, in Tasmania, diamond drillers say the rate of